All right, it's Brian Noonan on 720 WGN here until 5 o'clock. You know, if you listen to me at all, you know I love to talk about beer. I love to promote new breweries, and exciting things are happening in the craft beer industry all over the country, but and really, really in Chicago. And a new brewery is coming on the scene with another great story. And that's why I like talking about breweries, because behind every brewery is a great story. Because it's not just about the water, the hops, the yeast, the malts. It's about the people who are creating this. And Jose Lopez is in the studio. He and his brother Javier are the founders of Casa Humilde Cervecería Artesanal. And welcome. It's good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. I saw a nice piece on you guys in the Tribune the other day. And the exciting thing is that you have taken over the As a new brewery, you've taken over the fourth wall at District Brew Yards, which is a really cool experiment that's happening in the city with four different breweries in there. So 40 different tap beers and all different kinds of things. But you guys are a new brewery. So how does this happen? You and your brother, you grow up in Chicago, and all of a sudden you decide you're going to start home brewing?
Yeah, pretty much. We've been drinking craft beer for about the last 10, 12 years.
Yeah.
And, I was looking for a new career change. I was in music.
Okay.
And I was either going to become a chef, a cook.
Nice.
Or do beer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Both tough but exciting careers.
Yes.
Very tough.
Yes.
So now you decide, okay, what brought you into craft beer? Because as I was reading you guys, like most of us, mm-hmm. you were drinking the big beers, the mass-produced beers, and enjoying those, and it's fine. And then one day you just have an epiphany. You tried a craft beer, and you went down that road.
Yeah. Specifically for me, it was Gumball Head that kind of changed the game for me. Before that, drinking Modelo, Coronas, stuff like that. I still drink it, still enjoy them. But once I tried a Gumball Head, I popped up that there's more to
there's
beer.
More, there's yeah. more to beer than just this, which is that's how a lot most people get into it.
Correct,
it's like,
yeah.
There's something, I liked what I was drinking before, but now there's something else that's really kind of interesting to me.
Yeah, everyone has that one beer that just... Yeah, it gets them there.
And it took it. So now, all right. So it's a long way from trying your first craft beer and going, hey, this is great, to now, last night was your big debut at District Brew Yards.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the path? How do you get your brother involved? Was he the one who was pushing it first too?
I initiated it. And yeah, it all started, started looking into how it works, and we're like, $500, $600. We can get pretty much the whole kit, do it all on the stovetop. And then we started reading more and more into it, and all grain brewing and all that stuff. And we decided we'd rather just start with all grain.
Okay.
And kind of take it seriously.
Yeah. And what's the, for those who don't know, what does that mean?
So all grain, pretty much you mill the barley or the wheat or whatever grains you're using versus a lot of homebrewers start with extracts, with syrups.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to do it this way. And what was, when you were starting out, what did you guys decide was going to be your path? What did you envision your beers to be to make them unique from what else was out there?
So kind of our style. When we first started, we didn't really have a set path of where we wanted to go, but we really enjoy kind of like saisons, farmhouse style beers, stuff like that. So we knew that's kind of where we wanted to start, kind of more easier drinking, more approachable beers for everyone.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where we're still at. Just playing around with more Latin ingredients.
Okay.
Yeah, but still approachable, drinkable. Some more crushable than others. But yeah, that's kind of our vibe.
And it's a big deal being one of the very few Latin-owned breweries in the city.
It is, and we're in great company with Five Rabbits, with Cruz Blanca mm-hmm. as well. So we're happy to join those guys and keep pushing this forward, yeah.
Is it... I know the industry is very supportive of
yes.
each other.
Oh, it is.
Is it a tighter knit group when you're talking? Did you talk to the people at Five Rabbit and Cruz before, or as you were getting started, did they reach out to you and go, "Hey, this is cool. We need more Latin owned breweries."
Yeah, as we were getting started and started releasing our first two beers, we did in August at Brew Yards. The Five Rabbits guys actually came by, showed us support. Even brought us some of their beers, and they came out. But before that, we didn't really reach out. we were just kind of doing our own thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but always supporting them as well. We love what they're doing.
So how do you know it's time? You know, you start, like you said, you started home brewing.
Mm-hmm.
And you, how did that go at first? What was the first one you home brewed in? Is that a beer that ended up being what's on one of your, is that one of your staples now?
So the very first beer we actually brewed, we messed up the recipe completely. The equipment we had, we put some parts backwards and had to throw out about 30 pounds of grains.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, but after that, our Saison is one of the first ones we brewed and that we kind of perfected.
Okay.
And that's today, that's our starting part of our starting lineup. It's called a Campesino.
Okay. And yeah. So that's, you are you, when you, you said you'd like Saisons, mm-hmm. the farmhouse ales, are you, were you looking at somebody specific and not copying their recipe, mm-hmm. but going, we kind of like what they're doing. So as you said, you want to keep some of your, you know, the Latin ingredients. We kind of like what they're doing. So this is what we do. Or do you just, you see the old recipes and you just start completely from scratch?
Kind of a little bit of both. We're real big fans, as a lot of craft beer drinkers are, of breweries like Hill Farmstead in Vermont.
Okay.
So those places where they make great farmhouse style beer, saisons. So we kind of know where we had a start where we wanted to get to.
Okay.
And yeah, pretty much just looking up recipes, reading books, and started tweaking to kind of our specs, our tastes, different yeast we were playing around with, and kind of tweaked it until we enjoyed it.
And now, who was testing it out? Who was you guys, obviously, you, mm-hmm. and, you and Javier are testing, go, all yeah. right, we like it. Then, I'm guessing, friends and family. So when do you know, okay, our friends and family, they'd probably be honest with us. If this was awful,
yeah.
they'd tell us. So how do you know it's time to make that next jump?
Well, after about 4 years of testing out recipes and developing some that we're really happy with, people like, we would do a lot of events, okay. art shows, all that stuff, and kind of get feedback. We have our close group of friends that will tell us, yeah, this is not good.
It's not working.
Or it's, yeah, it's not working. Yeah.
Yeah. So what, now you perfect the Saison.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, all right, this is number one.
Yeah.
Then I'm always amazed by brewers. I always say they're like mad scientists because mm-hmm. you're coming up with all different things. When I think it'd be hard enough to come up with one great beer,
yeah.
but then to come up with a second and a third and a fourth. What was the steps to get into the second one, and what was the second one you guys created?
Second one was actually a stout.
Okay.
So my brother Javier, he was very big into Bourbon Counties,
the
Goose Island stuff. So we kind of wanted to do something with cacao nibs, vanilla. So kind of very traditional now with modern stouts
yeah.
that's added to them. But, yeah, the next one was a stout that we did, about 8.5%er
okay.
that we really enjoyed. So from there, we moved on to, like, porters, to lagers as well. We
yeah.
enjoy lagers. So Vienna lager was one of the next ones
okay.
as well. Yeah.
It's and how long – so before you got to District Brew Yards mm-hmm. – you guys were doing it yourselves. So how big a place did you need or do you have to?
Well, it was actually the second floor of our parents' home.
Okay,
yeah, we rented the second floor.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, and that's still where we do our test.
That's
batches.
Where you do your things.
Yeah.
Now, I know you said you didn't have any background in beer. You
mm-hmm.
were in music and thinking about going into becoming a chef. Did Javier have any background in beer?
No.
So this is just complete.
Yeah.
Passion project.
Yeah, I had I was doing music and also food distribution, so I was
okay.
working for some meat companies. So I was always into food, into beer, into pairings, all that stuff.
Yeah.
So that kind of helped drive it as well.
Jose Lopez is here. He is one of the founders of Casa Humilde Cerveceria. You can go to CasaHumildeCerveceria.com. They are also the fourth wall at District Brew Yards. You can go to DistrictBrewYards.com. When we come back, you can tell us about some of the other beers on your lineup. I want to talk about District Brew Yards, how that came to be. So we'll do all of that on the other side. It's 720 WGN. I never know when you're going to play some crazy bump music, Curtis, but I enjoy being on my toes. We are talking to Jose Lopez. He is one of the founders of Casa Humilde Cerveceria Artisanal. You can go to CasaHumildeCerveceria.com. Am I saying that incorrectly, Jose?
That is perfect.
Well, yeah. Thank goodness. I was like, Where'd the name come from? How did you and your brother Javier decide on the name? Because I know it was something different at first, correct?
It was. At first, we had the name Auxiliary Brewing.
Okay.
And just over time, with the ingredients we wanted to incorporate, it just kind of didn't fit.
Yeah.
So early this year, we decided to finally change the name.
Okay.
And Casa Humilde, it's pretty much based on the way we were raised. And funny enough, we were brewing at home.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
So
very nice.
It just kind of fit perfectly for us.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So now you said you were working, you left music and the other stuff, and you were working at a brewery too, as you guys were developing Casa Humilde. So that had to be a big help, right? Because the craft beer, even though everybody's in competition, everybody needs, you know, wants their share of their piece of the pie.
Yeah.
It does seem to be a very supportive group of individuals.
It is, yeah. That the brewery where I was at, they showed me nothing but support. Even from day one when I started, they kind of knew the plan already.
Yeah.
That then my next step was to get our own project going. And they were supportive from the get-go, helping us sometimes with ingredients, with tips, advice.
Nice.
On buildings, on leases, just so much stuff, yeah.
So what's the... Now, we're going to talk about District Brew Yards because you guys had your official debut there last night, which is very exciting. What's the long-range plan? Your own brewery and tap room? What are you guys thinking down the road?
Down the road, we're shooting for our own space eventually, right. Our own tap room, brew pub, with a focus on with a kitchen.
Yeah.
Yeah, focus on Mexican food.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
All right, so Campesino, you said, was the first one. That's your Saison.
Yes.
Then some of the other, tell us some of the other beers in the Casa Humilde collection.
Sure. We have our Mexican lager, which is called a Maizal. So it's Mexican lager that we brew with corn. Mm-hmm.
That's become, over the last few years, a much more popular beer.
It has.
It's great because it goes with everything.
It does, with food, with pretty much anything, easy drinking. Yeah. Ours comes in at 4.7%.
Okay.
So it's
you're gonna have a
definitely
few.
Crushable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice. So we got those two.
Yeah, we've got another one called Cafecito, which is our coffee porter.
Okay.
That we do with a Colombian blend, a light roast that we really enjoy. So
nice.
We incorporate that. We have Nopali, which is our farmhouse ale that we do with prickly pear.
Ooh, okay.
We've got that. Mesita is a series we're doing where with different infusions. So this one we did with hibiscus for the first release. And
that's an ingredient that seems to be gaining in popularity across not only beer but tea, everything. Everybody's
cocktails,
got hibiscus, yeah.
like all over, yeah. It's,
what is it about hibiscus that lends itself to be a good ingredient for beer?
For us, it worked well with the table beer because our table beer is a 3.4%er.
Okay.
So it.
And what explain what a table beer is?
Just easy drinking beer. Sometimes we like to describe it as a kind of like a mini Saison.
Okay.
You know, something easy drinking. Have with friends, a barbecue with dinner. You can have a few of them. And this one body's light enough where it kind of works with infusions.
Okay.
So with hibiscus, we tried it and we fell in love with it. So that's one of the first ones we released as well.
That sounds cool.
Yeah.
And what was that's a Copali was a prickly pear?
Nopali, yeah.
And what is the Neblina?
So Neblina is our version on a kind of a hazy.
Okay.
So sometimes we describe it as a baby New England. So it's 5.7, not heavy, not too sweet, light body, but still has a nice haze to it.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk a little bit about District Brew Yards, because that's a really unique space. And for you guys to get in there as their fourth wall, that's a pretty big deal for a small brewery.
It is, yeah. We love the concept from the get-go. We came across them through the brewery I was working at, actually.
Okay.
They put us in contact with the guys from Burn City.
Okay.
And we came in, talked to them, saw what they were doing. And we kind of had in mind we wanted to make some beers, so we talked to them. We liked the concept.
What is that? For those who don't know District Brewery Yards, what is the concept?
So it's four breweries in one building.
Yeah.
So all sharing the brew house.
Okay.
Each brewery has their wall with 10 taps.
All right.
And everything that's sold there on draft, it's also available in four packs to go.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So it's a pour your own facility. So
I've never been to one of those. How does that work?
So you walk in, they set you up with your card.
Okay.
And in front of each wall, there's a screen with, and each screen has two beers.
Okay.
So you insert your card, and you can try from 1 ounce to pour yourself a pint.
Okay, yeah. So you can. That's because, you know, for people who are going to a new brewery, they want to try stuff, but it's like, I don't know if I want
to
try
it. Hard
to
commit.
Yeah. If I haven't tried it, so it's not. So you can pour a small amount just to taste it, and then go, oh yeah, this is one.
This is one
I'm ready to get a full pint.
Step it up, exactly.
Very nice. Yeah. And so now it's 10 taps, but do you guys? Do you have 10 beer? No.
So you have seven.
Yeah.
So we originally planned launch with 7, but our Nopali just wasn't ready in time for yesterday. We're hoping it'll be done next week. So we launched with 6 yesterday.
Okay. Very nice.
Yeah. But eventually we will have all 10 taps filled.
So it's you guys. You have one wall.
Yeah.
And then there's 3 other breweries there.
There is Burnt City, Round the Bend, and Bulldog.
Very nice. And you all use the same. You all use the equipment there. All the stuff.
Everything.
How does that work? Everybody's scheduled. Like you guys, Casa Humilde, you get to brew on Wednesdays, Thursdays.
Exactly. Or 2 weeks from now, this tank is yours.
Okay.
It kind of works like that. We all work together to kind of get what we need.
Now, how long are you guys there? Is the fourth wall kind of a short-term thing? Is it a year, 6 months?
No, we are actually there for about 5 years.
Oh, so you're there. Yeah, this is your outlet for a while.
Yeah, for a good little while.
Congratulations.
Exactly. Thank you.
That's nice. Because it's got to help for a small brewery to be in this kind of artist community with 3 other breweries. You share all the costs. You share the overhead. Nothing. Mm-hmm. You can do your thing without having to worry about all that other stuff. Finding a space has got to be a nightmare.
Oh, yeah. The last year and a half, we've been looking. But, yeah, also that helps the overhead, the startup, but also the community. Help from the brewers, advice from anywhere from sales to brewing certain beers. Those guys have more experience than we do as far as, like, commercial brewing.
Yeah.
So they've been very helpful to us.
Very nice. Now, do they have the canning facilities there and everything, too?
Everything gets canned there as well, yes.
Wow. So people can go in, like you said, you can go into District Brew Yards, and you can have some Casa Humilde cerveza, and then you can take some home.
Exactly.
That's perfect. Mm-hmm. And they have food there and everything,
there
too?
There is food. It's a barbecue menu there.
Okay.
Awesome brisket, pulled pork, great stuff.
So what are the hours at District Brew Yards?
So closed on Mondays. Tuesday through Thursday, it's 3 p.m. to 11.
Okay.
Weekends are 11 a.m. to 12 p.m.
And District Brew Yards, for those who do not know, I'm trying to find the address here. It is 417 North Ashland in Chicago. Go to districtbrewyards.com. And for more information on Jose and his brother Javier Lopez's Casa Humilde Cerveza, you can go to casahumildecerveceria.com and go visit them at District Brew Yards. It's always an exciting story to meet somebody new because, like I said, and I'm sure you know this, talking to everybody, there's no small brewer who just came, I'm going to be a brewer. Everybody came from somewhere else. Everybody was doing something else.
Yes.
And this passion took over, and now it's coming to fruition.
Now we're here, and just keep working hard at it.
Yeah. Very nice. Well, congratulations. Best of luck.
Brent.
Good to meet you, Jose.
You too.
And we'll be drinking some of your beer at District Brew Yards very soon. All right, let's do this, and it's news time, WGN.